Well, Q&A is on, and people are already coming in, so I guess that works. Tony, can you see this room or no?
Yep.
Okay, I guess I'm going to do this.
Oh, yeah, I'm not at the board, man. I'm sorry.
First person is just so everyone knows, the call is basically over. The question and answer, we're going to keep the recording going so that you guys can ask some questions. Probably going to do this for 15 to 30 minutes. So a lot of you are going to get on here towards the end that may not get to this, so we'll see how it goes. But the first one is 336.
Hi, I'm in North Carolina. I've heard you say several times that just prior to the RV, that oil would go higher, gold would go higher as it's been doing, and the dollar would float downward. What is the connection with the RV to those three components?
Okay. Anybody else want to answer that? Or
I will after you do.
Okay. And I'm not trying to correct you, bud. What's your first name?
Thomas.
Thomas, let me correct myself. If I've ever said it that way, what I had said was we heard many, many months ago, I heard close to a year ago, that here's the things that would take place towards the end. Oil prices would go up, gold prices would go up, the dollar would drop, and a lot of misinformation would come out there. And the reason they had talked this way is obviously the powers that be, and I'm almost trying to be careful the way I say this, but the people that put this in motion was to do what? The reason that the Iraqi dollar was frozen, okay, you can say it was because of Saddam Hussein or the dictatorship and all those things, but when they froze that country and the UN walked in over there and did what they did, they took a dollar that was rated at that point mid-$3 to the American dollar, and they took it down to nothing. An embargo was put on the country. They were put on the terrorist list. Over. Well, in order to bring it back as a way of correcting the monetary system, if you would, bolstering the IMF, the global exchange, all these things, they would want to raise the oil because this is an oil-based country. That allows the Iraqi dollar to look better. They want the gold to go up because the gold standard obviously brings down the dollar. If the dollar goes down and the Iraqi dollar goes up, what happens to the RV? The revaluation of this dollar is going to be at the highest point possible if the United States dollar is pegged low, which means gold is going to go high. It doesn't mean that gold is going high for any reason except for the United States dollar continues to drop. And as long as the United States sits here with the value it does, the dollar is going to drop. What's going to change when the Iraqi dollar is reevaluated? The currency of the Iraqi dollar, if the United States, if this statement is true, and I'm just repeating something smarter people smarter than myself have said, the United States is one of the largest holders of Iraqi dollar. They're the number one holder besides Iraq themselves of the Iraqi dollar. China being obviously a second, France being number four. I'm not really sure who's in the third position, but that's something we were told a long, long time ago. So if you look at what takes place from an asset level, the United States, you can call it oil credits or you can just call it sheer money. There's an enormous amount of wealth put back into the U.S. dollar, which will bring the gold level down. It cannot go up when the U.S. dollar goes up the rate it's going to go up. And it's one of those things that you're looking at a fluctuation of currency. I don't know that the United States dollar is going to go up that high. The value of the United States country, because the U.S. holds so much of the Iraqi dollar, is going to go up. I don't know if that means that the United States dollar is going to increase, especially right away. That kind of defeats the purpose. So that's all speculative and argumentative. You can say whatever you want about that. The fact is, with the oil going higher, that makes Iraq look good. Gold going higher makes the dollar look worse, which makes the RV better. Anybody want to debate that? Or I can definitely be wrong, and I don't mind rocks.
No, I think that's a good answer. I would just say, ask this then. Do you think that the oil prices are going up in speculation as a result of the RV, or do you think it's just a result of the marketplace and the other unrest in the Middle East?
Well, first of all, you're getting the opinion of an uneducated trader. I'm not a trader. I'm not a stock guy. I'm not a commodity guy. I have someone who's devoured, like Chief and many of you guys, news articles and speaking to people much smarter than myself on the basis of what we're looking at. We're looking at something historical. The monetary system as we know it is in a place that is incredibly suffering. I mean, we see countries going bankrupt. We see all these things happening. So this is meant to be a fix of the monetary structure. So when you talk about the oil, whether it's supposed to be going, I think the power, the great powers that actually control a lot of the finances, I think they fluff everything. I think they mess with the orange prices when the spring comes. Are you kidding me? I think they mess with the Super Bowl winners. I think they mess with everything. And I'm not being a conspiracy person. When you get involved with billions of betting dollars or trillions of economy dollars, the big boys get involved. And so I think that there's no shortage of oil. I mean, you don't even want to get me started on that one. Oil is not something that can be diminished. I mean, it's a bacteria. Look up what oil is. It's a bacteria that has been put. It's a it's not just a lubricant. It's something made to. It's not something that's going to diminish. When they say that the oil supplies are going down, it's a bunch of hogwash. I mean, some of the largest oil deposits are here in the United States. Why do we buy overseas? I mean, you're getting into a whole bunch of things now, from Texas to the Alaskan oil wells that were never used. Why in the world we spend all that money on all those pipelines and never touch them? They're still sitting up there. In fact, now they're rusting, can't be used. Look at all the man hours and dollars that were put up there. And now all of a sudden there's a deal made behind the lines to only buy from the Middle East. Texas doesn't put out near the oil that it could. We won't even get into the northern part of the United States and Canada. So you're opening up a big can there, and there's so many things, again, that there's misinformation out on. We don't really know what the truth is, but the fact is oil is not something you can pump out and run out. It's replenished on a continual basis. It's something that, if you look it up, it surprised me when I found that it was a bacteria that was actually made to help. You can finish that out when you Google it. But it is a provable situation. It's not something that is done by decaying dinosaurs. So it's just one of those things, I believe, that's been fabricated for the wealth of many people greater than us. So
I agree,
I'll leave my opinion there.
Thank you very much.
Great question. I hope my answer wasn't too long. They usually are.
It was very good, and actually, I think you're right on.
Thanks, everybody. And I'm trying to get to the next question person here. Thank you. Next question. It's a 425 number.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call tonight. Great stuff. Appreciate it. Looking forward to meeting everybody. So my question is for TNT. On Friday last week, I actually wrote down, as a matter of fact, before the call even started, thank you, God, that we're going to get the best news we've ever heard in our entire lives. And about 10 minutes later, Tony says, today I got the best news of my entire life. That's my Tony impression. But I can't tell you what it is. So what is it? I actually sounded a little like him, actually.
Oh.
But come on, man, I wrote down on a paper, today we're going to get the best news we've ever had, and it was prophetic. 10 minutes later, you said, today I got the best news I've ever had in a year. So spill it, man. Come on, it's a rumor. Please.
I don't know if I could tell that rumor or not.
Man, you have to answer around it. Throw a bone to a guy.
Well, no, I'm asking the mods to tell me if I can put that rumor out there.
Negative.
See, guys?
That was something that we could not validate. So it's something that we can't share. It's one of those things where we have to protect the particular individual involved
with that.
So we can't share it. I wish we could. Sorry, but
it
still hasn't been validated. So.
Since I can't get an answer to that, and I understand and I respect it, let me ask you this. Whatever it was, as good as it was, the best news that at least Tony has ever heard, and I assume probably for you, Chief, and Check, I'll just ask this, is with that the best news that you've ever heard, do you at least believe it?
If it happened today like we heard it would, yeah, it would have been the best news, but it didn't happen. So
okay.
As far as
that, right.
It's another rumor. So we'll
all
leave
right,
it at
that's
that.
It. I can't think of
it. It would have been the best news you ever heard, too, believe me.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
That's it. I'm all done.
All right. Dan?
Next question.
Oh, okay.
And it went to a 601. Wireless.
Hey, Checkmate.
Yes, sir.
This is Darren. How you doing?
Doing very well, Dan. Nice to have you on the call. Thanks.
Yeah. By the way, I'm number four. Your favorite quarterback's electrician down here in South Mississippi. You know who I'm talking about? You made
absolutely.
A joke. Huh?
Absolutely.
Number four, Favre.
Absolutely.
I'm his electrician.
Oh, really?
At San Francisco event, we can come down here. Y'all can stay with me. I'll take y'all to introduce him to you.
I'd rather meet Warren Moon, but all right, I'll take Brett Favre.
Hey, let me ask you something. Is Oki's intel, I know we've been hearing about Oki and all that, but is his intel, I know y'all checked him out. Is everything he says, is that, you know, is he pretty legit?
I will answer that with a qualifier. I've got a very good friend of mine who has called me up when we started doing this, and he was surprised to hear my voice on these calls. He said, hey, that Oki guy you guys are talking about, I've known him for about 18 years. He is a very large consultant when it comes to oil, blah, 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 and he does know all those people he's talking about. He's very, very sharp. That said, has his information always been right? Absolutely not. You could not bring someone on this call or name anybody whose information has been half right. Has his ideas of the moment, his thoughts, his intel been right? I think he's always said what he has heard from the powers that be. I think he's always expressed the urgency of the fact it's almost over. And I think every time he says it, he believes it. Just like Tony, just like many, many others have done the same thing. You know, I wish somebody paid us to get people excited, because I'm pretty excited about this opportunity, and people say you can usually stir a crowd when you're excited. But nobody pays us for this. This is just us trying to get our own information by creating a big team of people and trying to get the best information we can and then sharing it because we care about everybody. And I think Oki does the same thing. I think he puts himself out there at risk many times when he doesn't need to. I think hindsight being what it is, you can always say, you know what, I feel really good about this week. There's a lot of good things going on. But when you say 2 o'clock and it doesn't happen, you leave yourself open for some slander, some slamming. And it's not that I mind all that myself. I just, it's hard to be right. So anytime someone gives you a date, I think they're in trouble. Other than that, I think he's a great guy, and I believe he does know what he's talking about. I just think his intel is a little twisted, because this is the largest shift of dollars ever, and no one's going to get this right before it happens, I don't think.
Well, I had never heard him come back like the most. He's been coming back like 2 days in a row with the same stuff with better intel. That's what's got me believing in his intel, because yesterday he started out saying I read a text back from him today, this morning, about, you know, the same intel confirming, and then back this evening at 4:39 my time, he texted again reconfirming about the same intel. Every time he's ever said anything, you know, it's been a day or so before he's got back and said anything else. It's like he's been confirming it 3 times in a row that this is the real deal. It's going to happen today or by Thursday. So,
TNT talks to him all the time. He'd be a better one to help you with that right now. I think he was just saying something a minute ago.
Who? Oh,
Tony.
You know what? Oh, yeah. I'm going to say this about Oki. About TK. I mean, I don't know about him, but yeah, I talk to Oki. I look at his intel, and I don't have to talk to him sometimes because it's the same information we're getting. You know, I started to do a post this morning, and I was talking to my guys. I said, you know what? I should just do a post and say, we don't need a call, just whatever Oki says. That's it. Because I'm telling you, people were telling us the same thing. So was it wrong? Yeah. That what Oki, I think, is guilty of is coming out and doing what he said, is giving you all the information that he's getting. And he's doing that because he's feeling confident in who he's getting it from. I don't think he made up 2 o'clock. Hey, today I'm just going to say it's at 2 o'clock. Somebody told him 2 o'clock. Now, we know he's credible. We know he talks to some of the same politicians that we have talked to. We know we have called and say, hey, what did you hear? And then I say, you know what? I just heard the same thing, but I heard it from the State Department. He says, well, I talked to this guy over the Treasury Department. This is what he said. So then we're saying, okay. So we got the State Department, the Treasury Department. We got somebody in Iraq in Parliament. All three of them are telling us the same thing. Then, okay, we should feel good about it. And guess what? It didn't happen. So, to me, Oakley gave you some good information. He's saying by Thursday, by Wednesday, because that's what we're hearing. He said it should happen on Monday morning because we heard it should have already happened. His only mistake is saying 2 o'clock. Wait for 2 o'clock. Because at 2:01, everybody jumps up and down. See, I told you he was wrong. Told you he didn't know what he was talking about. But he doesn't know. He can't control what goes on there. They said it should be around 2 o'clock. Everybody we've talked to in every department I just told you said, wait, it's coming. It is coming. It should have already been done, but it is coming. Everything we did last week, the guys did it. It was right. It is in the system. All of that is gone. We were told today, the moment this happens, because of what happened last week, when you guys were live with us, this can now happen within 20 seconds of them making a decision. Now is the time. When they do that, it will take 20 seconds, and it will be in every system, in every bank. But that, what we did last week, had to happen first. And then somebody had to say, it's okay, and now let's go. And we're still waiting on that. We know.
Right. Well, I appreciate everything y'all doing.
Okay. So I'm not saying everything he does, but I'm saying he gets a lot of the same information we do. And I do not think he's maliciously saying anything. I don't believe that. All right, next question.
And hey, bud, appreciate you coming on the call, and we definitely will talk in San Francisco.
All right, thank you.
All right, bud.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Dan. Hey, before you take another call, this is Cheesecake. I wanted to mention, you asked earlier if I wanted to say anything. I'm going to say something real quick, Dan, and I'll get out of the way. They said somebody else was using that user on another site and causing some problems.
Don't get with you, I'll get with you.
Oh, Dan, you need to mute that person. And somebody said this is Chief?
Cheesecake.
No, it's
Cheesecake, Tony. Okay.
Somebody else is using that user on another site. I don't go to any other sites, and I want the users or our team members to know if anybody's using that user somewhere else, it is not me. I'd stay on PTR only. And that's all I need
okay.
to do.
You mean there's only one and only Cheesecake?
There's only one. You know that.
And he's here. No, we see a lot of that stuff. Somebody told me there's a Checkmate somewhere out there, too. Well, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of them. But this one's only on this site. But I appreciate you telling us that.
Yep. I just wanted
next caller is from Hawaii, 808.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Dan. I have a question about you and Tony. A few weeks ago, you guys were talking about helping out Dinar Banker at one of their branches.
We were talking about helping them out?
Or working for them or something?
No.
No?
I am absolutely 100% retired, and so is Tony. The only thing I do is this.
Not. It must have been somebody else or the other Tony with the little monkey or something.
No, we don't work for I've gotten to know Ty because we've got a lot of partners and contacts over in other countries. In the beginning, as many of you know, I was dealing predominantly with Ali, because I'm in the same state as Ali. The only reason I changed over to Ty, not to have I told you guys, I'm always looking for the best situation for myself and other people. And I think they're both great guys. So nobody take it as I'm pro either one. But what got me switched over to Ty's situation is the fact that Ty allowed my dollars on reserve to basically mature and pay for themselves when Ali wanted me to either send in money or send in dinar and that little tiny bitty difference there got me talking to Ty. And as I got to talking to Ty, I built a personal relationship with him. Just he answered my calls. We talked hours, many hours a week sometimes, just on different things and in different structures. He will not give even us information, even when I was sitting in front of him. The man will not, he doesn't give you any information about dates or rates or nothing. He does talk about his military experiences, his experiences in Iraq and so on, but we just became friends. Me and Tony started talking to him. As many of you know, I flew out there to Atlanta. I like a face-to-face when I get this much into business. No, I've never, ever, ever worked for or taken a dollar from Ty or Ali.
I guess you guys are talking about flying to Atlanta.
Yes.
Is that
and
right?
The biggest reason I'm flying there is just because of the amount of dinar that many of us hold, plus we've got a lot of people that live in that area, and it just sounded like the thing to do.
Okay. Well, that's the reason I switched over to Ty, too, on the reserve. But one more question. On the Oki post this afternoon, he talked about maybe one of the banks, a large bank, having problems today. Is that what caused the delay today?
I'll let Tony address that one.
Okay.
I don't know.
is it just a rumor, or has that been confirmed?
That has not been confirmed from us, and I'll tell you the truth. I haven't talked to Oki about that or anyone else about that, so I don't know. I didn't hear anything, or none of the bank people that we talked to said any of the banks had a problem, and that's why it did not go through today. I will tell you, did we expect it to go through today? Yes. Or should I say, did we hope it would go through today? Yes. Again, that's what our intel is telling us for everybody out there. This thing should happen this week. I mean, it absolutely should, and everything's done, but it should have happened last week. It should have happened on my birthday, but go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. I have a question about the reserves. If it should have happened last week, are they going to say that it was active on this date, or if it happens tomorrow, it's active of tomorrow's date? I mean, you know what I mean? Are they going to backdate it and say it should have happened on the 10th,
no,
but it happened on the 14th?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Because if that was the case, they'd be backdating it back to January, so we can all be trillionaires. But no, that's not going to happen. Sorry.
Okay. Well, some of us are losing reserves tonight, so we were hoping a lot really hard today.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the difference that got me looking at the dealer I'm dealing with. Let's say that this revaluated in 15 minutes. If you don't have money on reserve with most of the dealers out there, I'll just say that, then you lose that reserve by the end of the night unless you have money sitting down, like a 25K note or something. If it happened in 15 minutes and Ty shut his site down, you were safe for at least 2 weeks. And I thought, wow, that's a good provision, and that got me looking, that got me knowing, got me understanding, and got me switching. That's the bottom line for me. It was dollars. And then became the relationship and so on. So I've had people ask me, hey, why are you guys switching over to Ty? Was it this reason, that reason? I just told you the reason. From a business standpoint, me and Tony have been foolish, played a lot of reserves. As T said before, we got a high pain tolerance. My wife said, stop the pain. But the point is, I felt more protected on one with the reserves than the other. I think reserves are crazy. I think that they are silly if you don't have the money and very dangerous. But if you've got a few dollars to throw around, it's like playing the stock market. You can lose everything. So you've got to be careful. So I hope someone doesn't think we're promoting that, but that is my whole reason for getting to know Ty better.
Okay. Do you know if Ty is doing that, holding your dinars that you have as collateral for reserve still?
He has changed a little bit of his structure because the Treasury stepped in and said, look, you cannot have a future situation pay for itself. And he said, and if you notice, that's why he changed from reserves to layaway. A layaway plan has a marker date of X amount and can be extended for any reason that the owner wants it to. And so he could actually extend your layaway plan and say, look, I'll give you another 2 weeks because my site just went down because the revaluation just took place. You now have 2 weeks to pay for your reserves. And I think you're going to see some pretty interesting things take place afterwards that will help a lot of people do what they need to do to get those reserves paid for. One of the reasons that Ty has changed a lot of his verbal structure, and people have asked me this question, why is he taking down, I'll give you an example, San Francisco International Airport as one of his places to cash in. Why is he taking down this place? Why is he taking down that place? Because the Treasury Department, or the powers that dictate what he does, I don't know if it was the Treasury Department, I believe it was, basically said you cannot tell people you're going to be open. You can tell them that you are open. So take that down until the fact is you're open. Because some of these places will be open within 24 hours of the RV. and you will see them change on his site. They're ready to go back up immediately. But he was asked to take those things down, change some of his verbiage and all this stuff. I want to ask you guys something without trying to pump anybody up here. Why did the Treasury Department and these higher powers, if you would, get involved and ask him and Ali both to change some of their structures so vigorously here in the last month or so? I'll let you guys answer that in your own head because I have my own reasons I believe it.
Exactly. And yet they're saying it's not going to happen, but yet they've done so much.
Well, Ty and Ali and many of the other dealers are always going to say it's not happening. They're here to sell, and he has been adamant about the fact, I will be here to sell to you at the best rate possible till it's over. I'll help you cash in when it's over. Don't ask me anything in between because it's against the law for me to tell you.
Okay.
I was actually shocked, and I didn't hear it myself, but I was shocked that Ali gave the information he did the other day. If it's true, and if one of the mods heard this, please let me know. I heard that Ali said, you're crazy if you think it's going to revaluate. And don't tell me you heard it from someone else. I mean, if you heard it from Ali, it's going to revaluate over 50 cents or over 10 cents, you're crazy. It's not going to happen. Anybody hear that?
He said that, and he also said that we're on drugs.
Well, some of you guys are. No, I'm just kidding. I actually talked to Ty about that today. And he said, you know what? I've owned Ali for a long time. I can't believe he said that. But I will not tell you what Ty told me as far as what he thinks. He didn't give me a rate, but his partner said something similar that Ali just said. He didn't believe it would be much over a dollar. And I said, where do you get that from? And we sat there debating this in Atlanta. Now, this is just someone's opinion. They didn't give me anything they were not supposed to. I said, how can you say that? If you look at what it was back when Saddam Hussein was in power, if you look at where it was when they froze their economy, and if you look at what happened at the G20, why would they rate the profit and loss statement of that country so high? And we started talking about it. And I'll give you guys a quick piece before we go to the next caller. One of the things, unless somebody's got something they want to add here, but why would all of these countries forgive the debt? You guys have read it. Why was the Paris Act put into place? Why did so many countries forgive up to 80% of the debt to Iraq? Because they love Iraq? They just have this thing for Iraq? I mean, countries don't give up billions and trillions of dollars. They don't give up that kind of debt. Why would they do it? Well, if you look at the study of what took place here with the shift of this monetary system and what they're trying to fix from the IMF to the Bank of International Security, all these things, if you look at what they were trying to do, bringing down the debt amount and increasing the oil production would do what? Increase the profit and loss of Iraq, therefore making the revaluation.